It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
This one has nothing to do with the tea. It is local. Democratic candidate for Governor Mandela Barnes is crisscrossing the state this week to promote his goal of lowering utility rates, a household cost both political parties are putting front and center as Wisconsin voters point to the cost of living as their biggest worry. And sidebar, go check out our podcast with Mandela Barnes on Spotify, where he talked about this a week ago. So we broke it to you before anybody else. A little self-promotion? You bet. It's Friday. You can at me. I don't care. The focus on utility costs comes as Wisconsin's electricity costs continue to outpace those of most of its Midwestern counterparts. That's good news for us, isn't it? Polling by the Marquette University Law School in March showed 35% of voters surveyed said that the cost of living was the most important issue to them. No other issue came close to receiving a similar level of attention. Barnes held a news conference in Milwaukee on Wednesday and will head to Green Bay and La Crosse in the coming days to campaign on a plan he released earlier this year that seeks to keep utility costs down. He is pledging to freeze those costs if elected, as well as place limits on utilities lobbying activity and executive pay, shift the cost of shuttered coal plants away from the ratepayers, and offer state tax credits for energy efficiency home improvements. Now, Mandela Barnes said he would only appoint commissioners to the state's Public Service Commission who would freeze utility rates, denying any proposed increases from utilities. Utility experts have said the promise may be legally questionable and unworkable, but that hasn't stopped him from saying he's going to do it. He is one of the seven Democrats running for governor, and you know whoever gets the most votes in August will face Tom Tiffany in November.
I think that this is an interesting approach, because when you look at elections that have been held across the country, right, the biggest factor for the candidates that have won, the Democratic candidates who have upended Republican seats and flip seats, whatever you want to say, cost of living. That's been their entire approach going in, the economy and the cost of living. And in Wisconsin right now, there is no bigger story than the utility hike and the data center story and how much we're actually paying at pumps and groceries. So I think if you were a Democratic candidate, just as somebody who observes these things and is, you know, one of those people paying for those high priced items, I think if you have an actual plan to decrease costs that is feasible and helps people put a little extra in their pocketbook, I think that's what you go with, because that's the thing that people are most worried about right now.
Well, and we want to hear a plan.
Yeah.
That's
have
the main
an
thing.
Actual
we want to hear,
plan.
We want to hear a plan. And again, you can go to our Spotify page, Daybreak with Brian and Jamie, and listen to Mandela Barnes explain all of that to us. Hey, another... Jamie, more stuff we need to know without the T word.
I love it. I love it. Republican Senator Jesse James has been named as the next police chief of the Chippewa County Village of Lake Halley. Now, the appointment comes 2 weeks after he announced he was dropping his Senate campaign, which complicated the GOP's efforts to defend a slim majority in the chamber. A press release said James brings extensive law enforcement leadership experience to the role, including prior service as chief of police for the Altoona Police Department in neighboring Eau Claire County. According to the Lake Halley City Administrator, Jesse demonstrated strong leadership, approachability, and a clear understanding of the role law enforcement plays within a growing community. I've had the opportunity of working with Senator James. Now, he and I might not agree on everything all of the time, but I commend his work that he has done in the Senate. He's been a huge advocate for not only mental health, but kids' mental health. He is also the only working police officer who was serving. And so I do commend the work that he's done on several different levels in the Senate. And I do want to issue a correction for myself. Yesterday we were talking, we were able to discuss that Andre Jacques has also stepped out of the race. And on a quick whim, I did a little research. We came up with 10 GOPers throughout the state that have stepped down. It is actually 14. 14
Ooh,
GOPers have in the House and the Senate, I believe, it or in the Assembly. It is 8 in the Assembly and 6 in the Senate that are not running this year or re-upping their campaigns. Right. So 14
Listen,
of them.
We should have buried, like, just like the newspapers, we should have buried that correction like at the
I
last
don't
10
like
seconds
to be
show.
Wrong, and I was not don't. Correct, and so I wanted to make sure I stated that I was not correct, and I do know the actual number now. 14.
All right, 14. Well, we've got about 30 seconds. The president yesterday said ABC had better fire Jimmy Kimmel soon. He went on Truth Social. He said, when is ABC fake news network firing seriously unfunny Jimmy Kimmel, who is who incompetently presides over one of the lowest rated shows on television? People are angry. It better be soon. 3 exclamation points. He is wrong about Kimmel's ratings. He is right that some right-wing MAGA influencers are mad at Jimmy Kimmel. But Disney, no sign of wavering. Stand tough, Disney. That's good.